The East Tennessee legislator, who's been trying to win passage of a law allowing medical cannabis in Tennessee, unveiled a new approach this week in the hope of getting it through the General Assembly. He suggests protecting many users from criminal prosecution, but they'd have to go out of state to buy cannabis and to get a doctor's prescription for it. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Republican Representative Jeremy Faison says his goal is to break a deadlock that's kept medical cannabis legislation bottled up in a House committee. What it might take is chucking his original 72-page bill to legalize medical cannabis and replacing it with a much simpler 4-page version.
Basically, everything is gone except for a person who has one of these 15 qualifying conditions. They would be allowed to possess the cannabis oil or the tinctures or the patches, creams, stuff like that.
What he means is that sick people would be able to possess cannabis oil but not buy it in the state. They also wouldn't be able to get a prescription for it from a Tennessee doctor. For that, they'd need to travel to one of the 29 states that have legalized medical cannabis. But Faison says it might not be the final word. If he can keep his legislation alive, he might change it back before a final vote. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.
A House committee heard some comments on medical cannabis Wednesday afternoon, but did not have enough time to complete the testimony before adjourning. It's expected to resume the debate next week.